Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutray back on the show. Chad is a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on 15 years. He's been hanging out with us. We knew him when he was the chief economist over at the SBA, and now he's chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers, and he puts out regular reports on the global and the national economy, and especially as it focuses on manufacturing. And we're one of the happy recipients of his hard work and excellent reports. And he's here to talk to us about them right now. Chad, welcome back.
It's always fun to be on your show, Jim, especially now that you're down there in all the snow.
I know. It's good to have you back, Chad, as always. Yeah. So one of the things I've been tracking myself recently are all of the positive indicators coming out around the globe. We're getting positive stuff from China, a little bit from China, but mostly from Japan and North Korea, and Europe's picking up a little bit. We're in a little bit of a global uptick, aren't we?
Things are definitely turning in the right direction, not just in the U.S., and we'll talk about the U.S. probably in the next segment, but globally as well. And I think a large part of why manufacturers are so upbeat right now in the U.S. is that the rest of the world is doing well. And that's helped our export picture. Overall exports are up around 4% so far a year, through the first 11 months
right.
of 2017.
The dollar's not too strong.
The dollar fell 8.6% last year. That's helped exports.
That helps exports, yes.
But you look around the world, and believe it or not, one of the strongest parts of the world is Europe. When you look at the Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index numbers, we see the best numbers in the Eurozone in 20 years since 1997.
Wow.
We have all-time highs.
By the way, we should point out for them, anything over 2% for them is glory days.
It is, although their GDP was 2.6% year over year, so that's really good for them.
For them, that's the equivalent of a 5 for us.
But you saw PMI numbers for Austria, Germany, and Ireland reach all-time highs in December, and France, believe it or not, France saw the best numbers since 2000. So I think it's pretty clear that you know Europe had a really tough decade, right?
Yeah. Right.
So we've seen the best numbers since at least 2010, 2011, throughout much of Europe. Europe is an important market for us. And what's interesting about those numbers are that even with Brexit concerns, even with the whole Catalonia vote, even with May struggling at times and Merkel struggling at times, and Greece and all this, that they actually are one of the bright spots. But it's not just Europe. Canada, our largest trading partner, had the lowest unemployment rate in its history. Its unemployment rate dates back to January 1976, and it fell to 5.7%. Now, granted, our unemployment rate is lower than that. Our unemployment rate is 4.1, the lowest since 2000. But but their number fell to the lowest since 1976, which was the year it began. So.
What do you attribute all this to? Finally we pushed through and we've absorbed all the toxins from 2008 and now is we've got cleaner houses and better balance sheets. Is that what you think?
I think that's right. I think we did finally punch through. I think after years of this kind of deja vu feeling, we've had some strong growth, and you're seeing turnarounds kind of across the globe. You mentioned China and Brazil, which were big challenges in 2016, finally emerging from those problems in 2017. I think those are our bright spots that's continuing to keep the trend moving. Doesn't help that the U.S. is doing a little bit better as well. We are still one of the more dominant markets in the world.
Right.
So I think that, all of that's kind of combining to really give us a really good 2017. But I think the prospects for 2018 look really good, too.
Do you think the tax cuts will help all of that? Do you think making U.S. companies stronger, have a more of an advantage, do you think that will that pull them down a little and help us a little bit? What do you think?
I think it definitely helps. I mean, I think that one of the challenges for U.S. manufacturers is that we did have the highest marginal tax rates in the world, and a lot of cash was sitting abroad that was never going to come back into the U.S. And I think tax reform opened that up, right? It brought us to a much more competitive position on marginal tax rates. It opened up the idea that we can actually bring back cash into the U.S., which that's a nice positive. So hopefully we'll see more investment as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think in general, I think that you're already seeing that bullish attitude amongst many manufacturers,
right,
in terms of when they look at the outlook for this year.
Hold on to that thought. Chet Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, with the National Association of Manufacturers, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.